Here we are, our regular segment, thanks to those on behalf of the College of Community and Public Service right here on the campus of Grand Valley State University, doing good things locally, regionally, nationally, and even internationally. Why we tease that as our topic today. Dr. Lori Tuma, Assistant Professor in the Hospitality and Tourism Management Department in the house. Good morning to you, Lori.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Glad you're here. What's been your career journey?
Oh, geez. Well, I am currently an assistant professor in the Hospitality and Tourism Management Department here at GVSU. I have been teaching in higher ed for about 10 years. I developed an event management curriculum for event professionals and taught in the Middle East for 3 years. And I served as the director of volunteer services for the 2002 State of Michigan gubernatorial campaign. So here at Grand Valley, I basically teach event management classes. I serve as a private consultant overseeing student externships for events and conduct research in experiential learning.
Okay, you're qualified for the interview.
Hopefully.
How long have you been at Grand Valley, did you say?
I'm starting my third year.
Okay, all right.
I'm excited.
Yeah, good. Dr. Tuma, let's talk about this topic today, the topic of event planning at the Cannes Film Festival in France. Can you give me the history of the program?
Sure. Shelley, the program started in 2010 when I was teaching at the university level and earning my doctoral degree. And at the same time, I was trying to align my scholarly activities with the goals of the university, college department, etc. And as such, I started to think about how I could take a group of students that were studying the event industry and place them in a global setting, a work setting, a high-scale international event that would allow them to gain a high-impact quality learning experience. I had visited Cannes prior to this as a guest, so from an outsider's perspective, I understood the dynamics and the disparities. I returned to the USA and decided to create the Cannes Film Festival program for event management students. But it was traditionally a study abroad program at my former university. But one of the reasons why I came to Grand Valley was because the College of Community and Public Service is an engaged college. And as an engaged college, we provide high-impact learning experiences for our students. So we basically take them out of the classroom and place them in real-world high-impact experiences.
Best kind of experiences there are.
Absolutely.
Problem solving on the spot. Hey, before we get into the specifics, Cannes Film Festival, describe this.
Oh, well, if I were talking to my students, I would say it's probably one of the most elegant, most prestigious, and most dysfunctional events in the industry because it's all impromptu. You know, there's a lot of A-list celebrities there and a lot of things happening. So we don't have any set schedule. You just have to be real flexible. You arrive on site, you're working with A-list celebrities, and you just make it happen on the red carpet.
Thank you for that. Back to your selection process. What's this criteria for students participating?
Well, it's changed so much over the years, and I've experimented with several different strategies that would hopefully identify the best candidates for the experience. Initially, the first few years, students were interviewed by a professional HR rep. Mm-hmm. And then I asked faculty to participate in the interview process and select candidates. And last year, for the first time, we actually had students who participated in the previous year's program sit in on interviews and help select students. But basically, students make application to the department. They complete an interview. They go through a background check. They complete another interview with the American Pavilion staff. And then the names are presented to faculty for a final selection.
Cool. How many students are you talking?
Well, it depends on the year. I've taken anywhere from 10 students to 16, so this year it was 16, my largest group.
Go into the construct of the experience, maybe the course for credit or the assignments here.
Okay, well, this course is a 3-credit experience, and it involves extensive training up front. So we cover things on the campus such as personal security, culture shock, film festival operations. We go over the policies and procedures that exist operationally for an international event. The students learn about marketing, revenue management, registration. We discuss and analyze the logistical considerations that exist for a temporary full-service pavilion on site, which is the venue that they work in. And then we study the differences and disparities in management expectations globally. So there's a big focus on facility management, safety, facility security, and a big focus on culture.
Nice. and more on your role as a professor, as a facilitator, as a liaison.
Sure. Under the American Pavilion program, students can actually go to the Cannes Film Festival and they can work independently. But the program that we have created here at Grand Valley allows me to work closely with the American Pavilion and take students, serving as sort of their liaison. I take them from West Michigan, we put them through this extensive training process, put them on a plane, and then take them to South France. So on site at the most elegant, most prestigious film festival in the world, they basically land and they apply what they've learned in the classroom in a real-world setting. I think it just brings the classroom to life and helps them fully understand what an international festival is like. Ultimately, they come away with the skills they need to embrace the industry.
Wow. What's your relationship with American Pavilion?
Well, the American Pavilion is one of several country-specific pavilions that are set up in the marketing area of the festival. Ironically, it's the largest pavilion at the festival, and it's been operating as a business center, full-service restaurant, and an event venue at Cannes for over 26 years. The pavilion has several sectional venues for a restaurant, conference center, and a small auditorium where our celebrities, producers, directors can come and speak to students about their experiences. We run press panels there, high-end celebrity-sponsored events, and small conferences at the pavilion.
You want to drop some celebrity names so these students get to work with?
Oh, sure. You know, that is probably one of the more exciting parts of the program, but it's very unique because it does provide students with the opportunity to work directly with people like Ryan Gosling, Selma Hayek, Susan Sarandon, Gina Davis, Blake Lively. And sometimes, you know, students can be a little starstruck, so they are, in essence, learning how to keep that in check and deliver. And to further this, there's an additional learning curve that takes place, and that is to not take things personally when some of their expectations of these celebrities change. Students are mentored on site by industry experts on how to approach the jobs that they hold. An example is a gentleman by the name of Laurent Boyer. He's the CEO and publicist at Jazzo PR, and recently he spoke with our students about this very topic, explaining that, you know, sometimes celebrities can be agitated when they arrive in Cannes, but he gives them a pass. He says, I'm there to help them, you know, just make the best of it, and sometimes they arrive in not so the best of situations. So his job is to try to make things easier, and I think the students really understand that.
Talking about what students get to do, what the opportunities are out there on behalf of our CCPS Community Connections segment. Thanks to guests with the College of Community and Public Service, Dr. Lori Tuma, Assistant Professor in Hospitality and Tourism Management Department, talking about this event planning at the Cannes Film Festival in France. Thelma and Louise, recommend.
Yeah.
Oh, I just saw that. That was crazy.
Well, you know,
Speaking of Gina and Susan, yeah.
Exactly. Well, this year was a real treat. What we've been able to do in the past is not only partner with the American Pavilion, but we've also formed a relationship with the Caring Foundation. Now, the Caring organization is Selma Hayek's husband's company, which it's a high-end luxury, you know, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, that type of company. But they also have this spin-off foundation that is called Women in Motion. And basically, its purpose is to discuss the issue of women in cinema and explore subjects such as representation, visibility, contribution, wage inequality, and funding difficulties and potential solutions. So this year, students not only served as event support to these folks, but they were also invited to sit in and listen to what these influential women had to say about the disparities that exist for women in the entertainment industry. This was actually the second year that students were involved with the Caring Foundation. Last year, they worked events with Frances McDormand from Fargo and Selma Hayek, and again, they were privy to some of the not-so-glamorous stories, the issues that exist when the cameras are turned around. So,
you bet. How about more on the, we're looking at the 2017 program here at Grand Valley. I mean, obviously, nothing in life is free. There is an approximate cost. Other important dates you want to share?
Sure. Well, the 2017 program at Grand Valley, we will probably start recruiting students around the first or second week of September. The program costs approximately $6,500 per person. Mm-hmm. That includes their housing, some of their meals, their festival credential, transportation from airport to hotel, their tuition, and some administrative support. So we will probably start doing a call for applications in early September with interviews following shortly thereafter.
Mm-hmm. You bet. All right, full circle. Lori, how do we help? How do we get involved? More information?
Sure. Well, you can always visit our website, and that is gvsu.edu/htm, or you can email me to tumal@gvsu.edu. Happy to help.
Bet. Thanks for your energy and for what you do for our future students who will be graduating with the is there a degree in hospitality and tourism, right?
Right. Man. There's an emphasis in the event management under the hospitality and tourism management program.
Great. Learning by doing with this opportunity to hang out at the Cannes Film Festival in France. Take care, Lori.